Hi, my name is Miriam. I am a current third year at Duke Divinity School, and for whatever reason, Crystal invited me to preach today. So I'm gonna try to do that. All right, so today's passage is from the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 through. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. This is the word of God for the people of God. This is one of the many parables we've heard about the kingdom of heaven. We've heard the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. It's like 10 bridesmaids waiting for their groom. And now, the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who's trying to find workers for his vineyard. And what does the parable say about the kingdom of heaven? So the last will be first, and the first will be last. The last will be first, and the first will be last. I have to say, this is used in a lot of cheesy Christian jokes whenever you want to cut an actual line. But what do these words really mean? Sitting in Sunday school, I was always taught that this parable was about how everyone could come into the kingdom of heaven no matter what time they converted in their lives. The landowner was generous because he let everyone into this vineyard no matter how many hours they worked. But is the landowner actually generous? He goes out and bosses around people to work in his vineyard. He doesn't make a contract with the workers who come in later. And he pays everyone only enough to get through one day. And I bet you, at the end of the day, those workers' hands are bleeding from pulling off thousands of grapes. And their backs are aching from bending over to inspect every grape. And so that one worker who comes to step forward Isn't she brave? She calls out the landowner on his managing practices. The later workers hear her words on the side, and they start to realize, wait, they're getting paid the same amount as me, even though I've only been here for 1 hour? They all hold their breath, waiting to hear what the landowner will say. And the landowner says, am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last. Is this what those words mean, Jesus? Is this vineyard the kingdom of heaven? Because if it is, I don't think anyone wants to go work in this vineyard. If this parable seems confusing to you, let me challenge you even more. What if this parable was about our city of Durham? What if the first is someone who's lived in Durham for years, and now they're seeing their rent skyrocket as houses are being flipped around them? And what if the first are also the Okunichi tribes who were definitely here first, before someone came along and said, this land now belongs to me, and I'm going to do whatever I choose to do with what belongs to me? And what if the last? What if the last are the transplants who read an article about top affordable cities or saw a really glossy brochure about the amazing education you can get here? But what if the last are also the immigrants and refugees who couldn't work out the terms or a contract before they came here? But yet they still came because they heard that Durham would be a good vineyard to be in. And as the last are watching this interaction between the first workers and the landowner, they're finally starting to realize how Durham operates. You see, the planting of this vineyard wasn't exactly perfect. Durham was founded on tobacco and business deals and the labor of many, many workers over the years. It drew in workers whose wages were set by a landowner, a corporation, an institution. And that process of setting wages, that is still continuing even today. The longtime residents are getting pushed out, and the immigrants, they're being detained. And everyone in between realizes the injustice of this situation, but they're just standing on the side, feeling disappointed and hopeless. Surely this isn't the kingdom of heaven. But why, God, why, Jesus, did you say that this vineyard is like the kingdom of heaven? Well, what does our parable say? So the last will be first, and the first will be last, right? So everyone will get the minimum wage, no matter what. But we have to remember that Jesus is telling this parable to his Jewish listeners in the first century. This parable wasn't a fable on how to be a good Jew. This parable was a story that was real for them. It was describing what was already going on in their world. Seasonal workers, sharecroppers, enslaved people, they would all go to the vineyard just to get by. And they would all receive whatever wage the landowner thought was right. Because the last will be first, and the first will be last. Those are the last words of the parable. But even though the parable seems to close on those words, seems to close there, I think it actually opens up something. It opens up the kingdom of heaven for Jesus' listeners to question, to imagine. When I hear those words of the first and last, I think the parable does want to illustrate a reversal of the way the world usually works. But this reversal isn't dictated by just any landowner. No, if God were the landowner, God wouldn't lure people into a vineyard to make a profit. God doesn't need a profit. God won't give the workers far more than the minimum wage. God would give everyone so much that there would be no need to ask who is first and who is last. Because the last will be first, and the first will be last. What do those words mean in the vineyard that we are in now? Whatever messy way we found ourselves here, is it possible to have a vineyard where we no longer have to ask who is first and who is last? Can we have a place where long-term residents no longer have to toil over the vines just to get by? But can we also have a place whose vines are so abundant that newcomers are welcome too? It's really hard to replant an entire vineyard. And it's really hard to overthrow a landowner with all the money and power. But somehow I do see signs of this vineyard starting to grow. I saw that in our recent election with the passing of the affordable housing bond that helps people stay in Durham. I see it in the churches that provide sanctuary for undocumented immigrants because they belong here too. I see it in the newcomers who take pilgrimages of Durham to learn from the ones who came before us. And we do all these things because we believe in a God who gives more than just enough. We believe in a God of abundance, a God who gives a place for everyone here. As one of the workers in this vineyard, I think we're called to continue writing this parable. No matter what hour we clocked in, we are all called to water the seeds that will sprout into the kingdom of heaven. Because one day we will no longer have a landowner. We will just have a loving caretaker whose words will be true. The first will be last, and the last will be first.